All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kasar here with a very special returning guest and a good friend of mine, Mr. Jordan White. Welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back. We were just talking a little bit before we started recording about how long it's been, and boy, the years are melting away. I can't imagine it being about 2.5 years since we last spoke, but...
I know. I don't know where it's going. It just it's flying by, and there's no chance to stop it.
No, there's not.
There's not. There's nothing you can do. as much as you try, it doesn't work. It just gets worse, I think.
It just keeps going. And looking at your schedule, and I know how committed you are to music, you've always been a very busy man since I first met you in 2011. I didn't know anything about you then other than what your bio said and what some of your shows were. But, my God, you really stay involved in the music business. You're always talking about it, and you're always out there doing it. And you're also... you know, kind of praising your fellow artists and your peers and getting them out there too, which is great. I admire that about you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, a lot of people with how big social media is these days. I mean, a lot of people kind of ask me what I think of their songs and if I like it, I'll post about it or something. And yeah, I've been keeping fairly busy. I mean, October's somewhat busy, and then things typically die down a little bit in December and January because of the holidays and the weather. And
the weather,
stuff,
too, sure.
The summer's been pretty busy so far.
Yeah, nice. Now, we just started the show by listening to your brand new single, and I mean brand new, right? It just came out, did you just release it yesterday?
Yeah, literally, within a few days.
Nice.
That's come out.
Crazy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about that? It's a great track.
Oh, thanks. Well, the track was produced by David Ivory, who... he's a Grammy-nominated producer out of around Philadelphia, Doyle Town, sort of. And he works with, like, The Roots and Patti LaBelle and Hailstorm up in Scranton or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And and it was engineered by Joe Lamb and then mastered by Tom Coyne. Now, this guy Tom Coyne is insane. Like, he's from Sterling Sound in New York City. He's got, 35 number one songs that he mastered.
Wow.
Just recently I saw it was a Justin Bieber song.
Nice.
Or not. So that's the recording process was pretty cool. It was I went into, this was before I signed with Flexitel, and that's David Ivory's, he's the president also, and he does a lot of the production and so forth. And I went in there and he said, bring your guitar and just play. And him and maybe three of his colleagues or peers or whatever just kind of sat there and stared at me in this little room and I played. It was kind of strange. because it felt back when I was a kid, when I was like 17 and trying to get people to listen to anything, in small, rooms
when
I went to my cousin's house or something. So, and I played a few songs and then I started playing Crazy Girl and he said, I think we should record this one. We should record that one. And basically the song, it took a while to record because there's so much going on. There's a lot of layers and there's a lot of instruments and we had people that, play with Alicia Keys come in, the studio musicians, and all kinds of people came in with that, with The Roots and everything. And the one guy who did percussion on the track, 2 days later, he was on Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show playing with The Roots, which was
kind of cool. Oh, wow.
Yeah, just so like a... and the song, basically about the writing of the song, it's kind of an older song, but it was never recorded. I wrote it a few years ago, but it was basically just that old thing about wanting what you can't have and wanting what is wrong, what is actually wrong for you to want because it kind of ruins you, but you're kind of like addicted to it.
Yeah, so sure.
It's basically like this, there was like this girl I met and she was totally wrong for me, but I still was involved and I still, put a lot of effort into it. And as you can probably tell with the song, it didn't work out. So.
And sometimes you get that too when you think about how something was and reminisce and then you want to go back to it, but then sometimes you forget what caused you to leave
right.
in the first place.
Too. Yeah, right. That's almost like the thing when you look back on memories and you kind of sometimes are nostalgic for things that you don't really recall the bad things about that, you know what I mean? So I look back now on it and I was, it's kind of a funny story now, but at the time it really messed me up. Like the whole thing with her was really messed up because she was really gorgeous and all those things, that a 23-year-old guy would
sure.
be interested in. And it's just, oh, man, it was a disaster. cops were called, over stuff, and she had fights with other people because I was with her. I got pulled into it. I didn't even know these people.